What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And again, a reminder, with the change of schedule at RBN, this is now a two-hour program. So we're in our last hour, to be followed by John Stadmiller and the National Intel Report. So let's go back to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, first of all, I want to just say, if anybody thinks this is fake, they got rocks in their brain. Sorry to say, but this is like SARS and MERS. It's not fake, you know. And Tom, I wouldn't worry about the illegal aliens in the state of Florida as much as the spring breakers that your governor didn't do anything about for a couple of days. That was a big mistake, like a big mistake, because now those kids are either going to get sick and they're going to be spreaders. And let me tell Mike, a spreader can spread from 3 people to super spreaders to 8 to 17 people. So think about that. Those kids were hitting the bars. Those kids were hitting the restaurants. And this Africa's got it going on now. So if you think you're immune in Florida or any of the other states, it just hasn't really reached you yet. You know, it's getting bad in New York and New Jersey, I tell you that. What do you make, Mike? Wasn't it Trump that says by April we'll have only one case?
He certainly blew that prediction, I think.
Maybe he meant 1 million.
Because probably going to be closer to the truth. Again, the problem is those one-third of people who've got COVID-19 who are not showing any symptoms. They don't know they've got it. Their doctors don't know that they've got it. This is going to throw the R-naught calculations into a loop.
And Tom, you're wrong. This is just not a older people thing. There's like a couple cases where a 3-year-old, 16-year-old. So like you said, Mike, there's different strains now. You know, it's like, I mean, I hate to tell you, I wonder how many of your listeners have N95 masks, Mike. Like, because when I go out to the store and I have my N95 mask, I can count them on my two hands, the amount of people who have gloves and a mask on, at least some kind of mask, even though the surgical masks aren't really going to work, per se. But most majority of people not have anything. Nothing. Not even rubber gloves for washing your dishes in the sink. It's just nobody's taking it seriously. That's why Cuomo kept saying he wants to turn the handle one time, and if that don't work, turn it again. What should have been done by Trump 3 months ago is stop all the flights from the whole world. But there's an economic issue to this, and he chose not to. And you know, if you look at what's going on in Spain, they were more interested in the tourism, you know, and probably the same with Italy, you know, and they're getting hammered. Yeah, and Mike, I think that's in our future in this country. I think it's too little, too late for containment. You know, did you hear that thing from Britain called herd immunity?
Yes,
basically letting everybody get infected, and whoever dies, dies. But you know what the problem
with a bunch of places.
Yeah, well, you know what the problem with that is? That they decided against it in the UK because the hospitals would overwhelm, and they'd have probably about 300,000 deaths. That's a lot of people in the UK, you know. So
what's really interesting is how the lethality is varying so much, and I wonder if it's related to all these different mutated strains. I mean, in Italy, the lethality rate is 9.3%. I mean, that is serious, serious stuff.
You think Spain's going to overtake Italy, though? Because, I mean, like I said, they're cracking down more than over here. People would, like, go out and look for TVs at Walmart. Nobody's taking it seriously. And then they're going to go spread it to their kids and their loved ones. You know, all their loved ones. And there's still people saying it's a hoax. It's not a hoax. You know, I mean, if I go out, even with the mask on and gloves, I'm still freaking scared. you know?
Well, don't be scared. Don't panic, but just great that it's, you know, that you're aware and that you're taking precautions. And by the way, you know, any mask is going to have some benefit. Now, everyone's saying right now the N95s are ideal. The N99s, which are more expensive, would be even better. But especially when you're dealing with aerosolized secretions, the masks will, in fact, stop the vast majority of them. And so I would say that it's not accurate to say that masks aren't going to help.
It just depends on that particle size of spit flight flowing in through on the. Did you see Dr. John Campbell? He said, like, there's a new study. It says some of the particles can linger for up to 3 hours. That's dangerous, you know, especially if you got on a bus or something, you know. But I just want, you know, to tell you, your wife, and that all your listeners to, you know, use precautions. If you got to go out to the store, go, you know, if there's a crowd of people, go down aisles where there's nobody and, like, try to do, like, a maze type of thing, you know, because you want to stay. And you know, another thing, none of the stores are doing any, like, keep 6 feet away type of thing or, like, maybe allocating people in, you know. Like, you would think there'd be some common sense to all this, but it's just, you know, it seems like every state's doing their own thing. And they just don't know what to do. And the federal government don't know. Hey, Mike, how do empires die? Slowly, then suddenly. We have 10 aircraft carriers. Why didn't they use some of these as floating hospitals? Clear out the top deck and the bottom decks. Use them as hospitals. And we only have 2 hospital ships, right?
Yeah.
We're going to need more than that. We're going to need more than that because...
Well, they're going to be used for non-coronavirus patients. Patients who would normally be in the hospital... but they're putting them on the hospital ships to keep the first of all, the hospital ships are not set up to deal with viral pneumonia cases. They're all about trauma, patching holes in service people. So that's what they're being used for. Now, that study that showed aerosolized particles, virus particles, can stay in the air for about 3 hours involved highly aerosolized, very, very tiny particles that could ride the air currents. Most people, when they cough or sneeze, the droplets are much larger and they fall from the air much more rapidly, and that's what contaminates the surfaces. Now, getting on back to the idea of the supermarkets not seeming to care, our local supermarket, they've hired extra people whose job is to go around constantly wiping and sanitizing surfaces that people touch. Claire and I were at a local pizza parlor the other day. Their dining room was closed down. It was takeout only. And every time somebody came in or out of the door, one of the people would run over to the door and wipe a disinfecting wipe on the little bar that you use to open and close the door. So they are taking it very, very seriously in a lot of establishments.
What about the people who are making your takeout food?
Well, he was wearing gloves, and he wasn't wearing a face mask, but then he didn't appear to be ill. And Claire and I are not. And in this part of Indiana, because it's so rural, I mean, the cases we have in Indiana, and the last number I had was 56 cases, 2 deaths. They're all concentrated in the urban areas like Evansville and Indianapolis and so forth.
Good night economics for us. Pretty much for the foreseeable future. Yeah, this is crazy. But Mike, you take care, and all your listeners, be safe. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you. We're going to go to Mark in Montana. Mark, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Michael. How are you doing?
Doing fine, thank you.
Yeah, I've had better days. I'm actually the guy that, I live in Montana, but I work in the oil fields in Texas. And
that's right, I remember you.
Yeah, I hope so. I am now officially homeless and unemployed because these jobs in the oil field provide housing. So my last job, I lost it, and they won't even give me my last check. So this job that I went to, I worked 2 weeks, and they laid everybody off and kicked us out of the bunkhouse because of the coronavirus. And so I'm homeless and broke and stuck in Texas, but I have a paycheck coming in on Friday, and it'll be enough to get me to Oklahoma City, where a buddy of mine lives. But I just wanted to kind of give a report. They're projecting that in the next 2 months here in West Texas, they're going to see about a 40% unemployment rate. The oil is gone. Oil's sitting at $23 a barrel. They're not gonna, you know, explore or produce at that rate. They'll just wait. Those big companies will. It's that coupled with the coronavirus fakey crap is ridiculous. I'm actually eligible for unemployment, but you have to call them and they have all their call centers shut down. So go figure.
Oh boy.
And,
what?
Yeah, it's awesome. There's people standing on the street corners selling their cars to try to get home, because most of the folks that work out here aren't from here. And then these companies take advantage of it. They'll hold your last paycheck, or you know, they'll close the doors on the business so they're not responsible for that last paycheck or whatever. But I went to the big grocery store here. It's called an HEB. And I was just going to get some, you know, some canned goods and stuff to take with me when I drive home. So I got something to eat along the way. You can't find beans. They were out of potatoes. They were out of onions. Of course, there's no toilet paper in sight, hand sanitizer, bleach, all of it is gone. And what they're doing is they're, between 7 and 8 a.m. after they stock overnight, they're letting the elderly come in and have
yes.
first choice at shopping, which, you know, I don't have a problem with that.
Our market is doing exactly the same thing.
There
are extra hours for the elderly.
Yes. And I don't have a problem with that. The problem is everybody's got a grandma and grandpa, and they give them the shopping list, and they go in and buy for them. I mean, there are people literally hoarding toilet paper for a respiratory illness. It's not a rectal illness. It's a respiratory
yeah.
illness.
Well, you know, supposedly the first symptom that shows up is diarrhea. So,
okay, so I guess they got 150 rolls of toilet paper, so I hope it, they get it out of their system before they run out of toilet paper. But I mean, there are people literally just taking shopping carts. We've had three people in Midland, which is Midland, Odessa is kind of one big metropolitan
yeah.
area. There were three people stabbed over at the Midland Sam's Club over toilet paper, and I think one of them ended up dying. So we're not quite at the Mad Max scenario yet here, but we're getting there. And they keep talking about the nationwide travel ban. I don't know what I would do.
Well, you know, over in Denmark, one of the stores there came up with a really good idea. They put up a sign saying hand sanitizer is $4 a bottle, two or more, $100 a bottle.
There you go. Yeah, but they snitch you off for price gouging here.
True.
But they, you know, it's the illegals aren't leaving, because the illegal aliens are working for cash under the table, and any employer will grab that up, you know. It's a scary scenario. I'm really concerned that they're going to do a nationwide travel ban, and I'm living in my pickup and need to get back to Montana, and I don't know how that's going to happen. Friday I'll be able to leave, but I don't know. And then, you know, to go back there, which Billings, it's a casino town. It's like Las Vegas. Everything is based on the casinos, and all the casinos are shut down.
Boy, that's bad.
So I have a feeling. I'm not a real doomsday kind of guy. Matter of fact, I kind of think a lot of this COVID-19 scare is hype to you know, grab more control of the masses. But it's obviously working. I see a collapse. I mean, our economy can't keep up with this for very long. We really can't. I don't care how much money the government dumps on the people. All the small businessmen are going to be out of business. You know?
No, it's a mess. There's no question about it.
Yeah, that's all I had to say, Michael. And you keep your powder dry, buddy.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, great to hear you. You know, I just want to say I'm listening to Dustin's comments. I wish Dustin could have heard Art from Off the Grid, because he had so many facts and so much research that he did. But I think it's too early for anyone to say whether this is a hoax or it isn't. I mean, it's really too hard to tell with all the conflicting information, the non-clarity, even from the guy Fauci, or what's his name, the doctor that's a part of this. which I think personally should be replaced. I think he should be removed. But I think it's too early to tell. And I just wanted to say, I think going to 2 hours on your show is awful. Myself, I think that's awful. Another thing, a good call by Tom. Yeah, Joseph McCarthy was right, and I think we've been seeing that every day now for the past several years for many of us that have been awake. You know, I want to know where these people are at. We're saying, you know, 10 and 12 and even recently or as much as 15 or 20 years ago, well, this is all a conspiracy. They're never going to declare martial law. They're never going to lock us down. Where are these people now? And these Democrats, they got on there with Schumer, and he's going to help Trump, and he's going to work with Trump, and he's going to do this and that. And then they put up a bill, and what do they do? These Democrats shoot it down. So, I mean, I think all this stuff combined, you know, this personal glamorization between this Democratic Party and whatever they want to oppose or support, instead of getting down to the business of people and this, you know, putting aside this pandering, is a huge problem for us. But, you know, like I said, Michael, I'd like to see where these people are saying, oh, this is just all a conspiracy theory, and where the hell are they now?
Well, look at all the boomers who voted for Biden because they thought everything was just fine and there didn't need to be radical change. Now, all of a sudden, their 401ks are evaporating and we've got this plague on the nation. And again, that article that we talked about at the very, very top of the show says it all. We don't have accurate, reliable information. And we've got, you know, that one camp that says this is terrible, it's the end of the world. The other camp saying it's a hoax, there's nothing to it. And the truth obviously lies somewhere in between. One thing that we can count on is that in the best Rahm Emanuel, never let a crisis go to waste spirit, that everybody is taking advantage of the coronavirus to push whatever agenda they want to push. We're even seeing the gun grabbers out there saying, see, this proves why the people need to be disarmed. And we're already seeing ammunition moratoriums being declared across the country where people can't buy ammo for their guns because everyone's afraid there's going to be armed riots when the food starts to run out. And there will be.
Well, you know, and I blame some of the corporations for that. I mean, Walmart and some of these bigger stores, they should have right off immediately, you know, toilet paper, two rolls to a person or two packages to a person or something like that. And it would have kept these supplies going. But naturally, they get these supplies so far behind the ability to catch up. Yeah, you're going to have shortages. I think we might be resolving a little of that now because people have gotten just about all they wanted. And fortunately, a lot of the toilet paper here, from what I looked into, was coming out of New Jersey, just coincidentally. But they seem to produce a lot of toilet paper, so at least we're not relying on China for that. But there's so many issues here that need to be resolved.
And we're starting to see the downside of globalism.
Exactly. Now, there's so many issues here that need to be resolved. And, I think Trump has to get out here and do it. I think he needs to, you know, make a concentrated effort on keeping these supplies open and keeping these people down. And most of all, like you always say, don't panic. Don't do anything, you know, crazy and just watch the Soviet-style takedown. But I don't see everything as all bad here. I think there are going to be some points here that, that are uplifting for us as this time goes on, you know. But it's going to take a while to get this wrinkle out. But anyway, Michael, great hearing you. Sad to hear that you're going the 2 hours, but it's always a great show, and I'm sure it'll be a really action-packed 2 hours.
Yes, I'm going to try and cram 3 hours worth of news and phone calls into 2 hours, and that'll pick up the pacing a little bit. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. We got to take the commercials. We have more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I got an email reminding us about the concept of odious debt, which is apparently even in our Constitution. And odious debt is a recognized principle in international law that the people of a country are not responsible for all the debts of the government if those debts were incurred for things that did not benefit the people, such as war. Something to keep in mind when we start talking about the Jubilee. Okay, back to the phones here. Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. One story that people are not either aware of or not really talking about, those three senators, three Republicans, and Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat, who sit on the Intelligence Committee, they sold their stocks before the crash back in January. Not only is this immoral, don't you think they should be impeached or something happened to them?
I think they should be charged and tried on insider trading.
I would agree, but do you think that's really going to happen?
No.
You know, and that's one thing. I don't blame Donald Trump for the virus, but the way he handled it was basically piss poor. He knew about it because he was getting daily briefings from the CIA telling him there's a problem in China, you know, we need to do something. And I think if he would have done something back in December or January, things might be a little better. But now he's saying, well, you know, I'm the best leader out there, and I'm give myself a 10 for the situation. The guy is incompetent, and it shows. Even his own staff members are not happy with him. Well, why do you think he told the CIA to be quiet?
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying.
So, but again, well, Michael, I'm going to let you go. You take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael, what I think we're seeing is, and I've said this before to others, is that when capitalism fails, it's socialism that cleans up the pieces. And what I'm witnessing now is that so many people seem unprincipled and are ignoring their core ideology and really identify, and they lose track of their core ideology because of the hatred for the other party. And I'm seeing that on both sides. For example, we see the Republicans now embracing socialism, right? They're adopting what Donald Trump and the Republicans are putting forth by mailing citizens a check is a temporary universal basic income, which really was Andrew Yang's platform, the Democrat. And I remember at the time hearing all the guys, some of them as pundits on RBN, who castigated Yang and, oh, socialism, how horrible socialism is. But yet, what is happening today is the result of this disease is the result of too much freedom. The freedom of businesses to set up shop in China, the business of the Chinese to have unregulated, unhygienic markets, the freedom of University of North Carolina sending samples to the Wuhan Biolab. Right?
Yes.
The freedom of people to hop on a plane from Wuhan and just, you know, 12 hours later, they're walking around Los Angeles. So because of libertarian freedom, this biological disease has been imported into this country. And now the whole country is in a lockdown and we're slaves in our own houses and confined to our own houses, ultimately because of not big government and not controlling and having stricter quarantine and restrictions on travelers, because of freedom. And so here, like I said before, we're watching the Republicans embracing socialism. Well, today in the House, and I believe the Senate too, the Democrats are concerned about the fiscal responsibility of handing out too much money and running up deficits because of a temporary universal income and handing out checks to the unemployed. Now, the last thing, one other note I just want to point out, though, is that I want to ask that to the anti-socialist pundits out there. You know, and we've heard these guys castigating socialism on RBN all the time. And we have to ask them, When that socialist check coming from the government is in your mailbox, guys, are you going to cash that $1,000 check, or are you going to rip it up to prove your ideological purity and your disgust of socialism? Because that's what that is.
I'll wager they're going to cash those checks.
Exactly, and I've been honest about this all the time in public. And on this network, is saying that I believe in a hybrid system, some capitalism, some socialism, because I remember the past. I remember reading about the Depression. I remember how during the Depression, and we may be entering one now, and it's going to become an issue, where do we put these people to work? How do we do this? And it could become a big upcoming issue. And on that note, Michael.
We may need another Roosevelt Public Works project like that built the Hoover Dam. Anyway, listen, Paul, sorry. Got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. More callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go right back to the phones here to Tim in Chicago. Aloha, Tim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I've been listening to you for years, never called, but I just really appreciate all the information in your show for years. Just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you.
I've been following this for quite some time and gathering as much information as I can. I've been following this because I'm a first responder over 20 years. I'm not going to say one of the biggest fire departments in the world. And I've got children. and I was very concerned at what was happening in China because I don't want to expose myself to a 1918 type flu and have to bury one of my kids because of my job. So I'm wondering, do I even go to work and deal with that? So I was really following what was happening, and I was extremely concerned. I was extremely concerned 3-4 weeks ago when we had it in community in Washington. I was following the Diamond Princess, and I was going by what they were saying, that we had a 2 to 3% kill rate with a 15 to 20% kill rate without ICU care. I also listened when it was in community that we had epidemiologists, scientists, and doctors that could look at the mutation rate of the virus. And they could determine how long it was in community, how long a person has had it, how long they've been shedding it. And they stated that they estimated up to 10,000 people in Washington 3 weeks ago could have been a community to 1,000 people. So, and also stating that it doubles every 3 days. So if I was doing the progression, because I was so upset when the CDC took off the website, how many people tested, how many people infected, the only index I had to go by was deaths. And in doing the progression of 1,000 times 2 is 2, 4, 8, 16, before they started this emergency declaration and people being on lockdown, just with 1,000 people would be 128,000 people infected. And therefore, I was asking myself, where are the 2,000 people that died? Where are the 20-plus thousand people fighting for their lives on ventilators? Then I find out that what the head of the WHO, the reason everybody was alarmed, when they figure out the mortality rate, they take the amount of deaths and put that in the numerator, and the amount of infected people and put that in the denominator, and they had a little over 3%. Well, you could do the same thing with the flu, but they don't. Because they know when the flu is calculated, that for every one person that is tested and tested positive, they know there's 6 to 8 people in community that aren't tested, that have it, that fight it. So they put the estimated in, they get 0.1%. So looking at this now, and on my job, I mean, I've seen death for over 20 plus years. I've pulled out multiple people from the same nursing home that died in the same day. In my career, and this is before this, and I know this is attacking people that are older with weakened immune systems, COPD, cancer, diabetes, like any virus does. And I'm just going by the numbers. I'm not seeing the numbers. As a matter of fact, with the amount of infected people and deaths, I'm seeing that this is. Without taking the estimate, people, it's 1.2%. So I'm beginning to see that there's a lot of more hype on this than it should be. Although I'm really grateful that people are taking this seriously, because my grandparents, I mean, I'm in my 50s, just over 50, and they went through the depression, and they went through, they know about the flu, the pandemic in 1918, and they were so adamant about, you'll catch your death of cold, and you know, don't go out with a jacket on, you know, and I don't know if people take it seriously enough, because, you know, 35,000 people died. I looked by the CDC's number, 35,000 people died of the flu last year. Over 500,000 were hospitalized. And only 57% of those were above 65. So people that were young with compromised immune systems, you know, perished. And so my point is, I'm very afraid for our country, for losing liberty, for a depression, over an overreaction, I think now. And I was, believe me, I thought that this was, I was deathly afraid of this. And just going by the numbers, I truly don't believe, just going by the numbers, that this is as bad as the reaction that is right now.
Well, I would tend to agree with you. I mean, corporate media is hyping this up. They're going for ratings. They're going for audience. They're going for ad revenues. And I think corporate media bears a certain responsibility for engendering panic among the general population, leading to runs on toilet paper and hand sanitizer. And, you know, I'll be honest. I mean, Claire and I laid in some supplies of our own. We didn't go whole hog. We didn't empty the shelves. But we're starting to see empty shelves at our local stores here.
I see people, seriously, my friends were texting me with empty shelves, and it just makes me want to, it just makes me so sad. A single mom came in with her 12-year-old daughter and just started weeping in tears that they were too late. And just, you know, you don't scream fire in a theater because of what could happen. And I just, you know, my daughter cries herself to sleep every other night because she's worried that I'm going to die, or one of our family's going to die. And I'm looking at this, and it's almost, when I wake up every morning, I almost can't, it's like a bad dream. I say, I can't believe this is a reality. I mean, driving to work in Chicago, it's like a post-apocalyptic type of movie of Mad Max or something. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Nobody's on the street. And more than half the people I know I have a couple friends that have this. They got diagnosed with that. Actually, and here's the thing with the media. It's not COVID-19. It's SARS-CoV-2 is the virus. COVID-19 is just like AIDS is to having HIV. That's the sickness. And I have two friends that got it in their 40s and 30s. And you know what the hospital told them? You can stay here or you can go home. It's like, hey, you got the flu. You can go home. And I know this is going to hurt people and affect people just like any other virus would. Not any, but like a strong flu type thing. So I don't want to discount it as that.
It's not a flu, it's a viral pneumonia.
Okay. It's not a flu. It's a viral pneumonia. But the numbers, though, I just...
The numbers are not good.
Yes, exactly.
You know, Mike Adams put out this spreadsheet a while back forecasting infections and so forth for the United States, and I took it, and I've made some of my own modifications on there, for example, looking at the planing, if you will, as we hit 80% of our population. And barring something unforeseen, this is going to be a serious problem. But the important thing, of course, is not to panic and not be scared and simply take the appropriate precautions. They can't contain this. This is going to go through the whole population. And that's just the reality.
You know, I think would be a good idea, since all this is put in motion, is to why not focus the big effort now into people with compromised immune systems and elderly people with compromised immune systems and elderly people. Why not focus all of the effort being put forth by state, local, and federal government toward that? Since we're not getting the numbers,
people aren't useful anymore. You know, we're at the end of our working lives. In Great Britain, they're doing exactly the opposite. The focus is being put on keeping the young people alive, and old people are just not even getting treated anymore.
What a shame. Well, anyway, I just wanted to share. I don't want to take up too much time for everything, but like I said, really appreciate your show. I always touch in, you know, for information. I really appreciate perspective and everything you're doing. Thank you.
Well, thanks an awful lot. I appreciate that, and I appreciate the phone call. So thank you very much, and we're going to switch over to Kelly in Austin. Aloha, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I called about another issue, but I want to point out something first quickly. I was looking at a mail online, and I see a headline here. Louisiana governor says his state has the best scoring cases of coronavirus in the world. Well, as a native Louisianian, I was interested in that, so I scrolled down through the article, and there is a map. You're showing all the parishes, the 62 parishes of the state. Louisiana's parishes, not counties. And there are bubbles showing the occurrences of coronavirus in each parish. And sure enough, they're all centered around New Orleans and the parishes surrounding New Orleans. And you know what that is? It's Mardi Gras.
Yes.
And there are people from all over the world who attend Mardi Gras. So I can imagine that if this thing is serious as they say it is, it's going to ripple through Louisiana and other parts of the country as people become infectious. So this could be disastrous. I read another article today, and it caught my attention was that it brought to my mind the French Revolution, and that is that many residents, full-time residents of the Hamptons in New York, are exceedingly irritated by the very wealthy who are now pouring out of New York City and into the Hamptons, and who are occupying residences there, and who have branched out and bought up all the food in the area, and who are ignoring all the warnings about staying out, and they're still hanging out in bars and restaurants late at night partying. And it's gotten to a point at which many of the Hamptonites or full-time Hamptonites are saying, maybe we ought to dynamite the bridges to keep these SOBs out. Now, what that tells me is that you're getting an in-your-face type of wealth that's going into an area where people don't enjoy that type of wealth, and who are being set upon by these people who are completely oblivious to how they act elsewhere. And it would not surprise me that you see some type of backlash against them somewhere, but it's at some point down the road. Again, it reminded me, and I don't think it'll get to the point at which people are hauled off and guillotined, but I wouldn't be surprised to find some type of reaction, violent reaction, against many of the wealthy who seem to think that they have carte blanche to behave as they want to throughout this whole thing while everyone else is expected to quarantine themselves and behave themselves.
Well, I got an email from somebody in New Hampshire who was just saying that, they've been hit with an influx of people coming up from Boston and New York City trying to find someplace rural they can live and wait this whole thing out.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could. I'll try to find the article and send you the link to that. But apparently there are many wealthy people from New York and from Boston and other areas who are flooding out of their cities into rural areas now, but they're expecting the rural the full-time residents to cater to them rather than to be good residents of the areas in which they're moving into. The article I read pointed out that they've gone in and they've bought up all the food. They've also come in and they've ordered their own special large freezers, and they're taking all that food and they're putting it in their freezers so they can hoard it, have it ready whenever they want it, and other things as well. Now I can see why that would irk someone who lives in the Southampton area rather royally, and why in the long run it might create some serious resentment and some type of backlash against the people, the wealthy out of New York who don't know how to behave themselves.
The reality is. If we get into an area, if you will, of extreme shortages, all those rich people in their freezers are going to be targets.
Well, you've heard the expression, eat the rich.
Yes. Many, many, many times.
That might become reality. Sorry to hear sorry to hear your show's down to 2 hours a day. I know that's not going to make many of your listeners very happy, but... things are what they are.
Things are what they are, indeed. Well, thanks an awful lot. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just a few observations of what's going on here in Tennessee. The shelves are definitely getting more bare at the Walmart, but I noticed when they have, like, you can only buy one, like with the bottled water or the eggs, it kind of lasts a lot longer, you know. So they've implemented that on a lot of the staples, bread, milk, eggs, potatoes, a lot of things they have, just buy one. And I saw the lady at the checkout stop another person from buying two things of eggs. So they're implementing it also. The other thing I noticed, I got a thing from my bank Friday saying that they would only be open in the drive-thru, and I got a safe deposit box there. So I'm like, uh-oh. You know, so I called them up, and they're like, well, if you have a safe deposit box, you have to make an appointment, and they have an armed guard in there now, which they never had before. And I said, well, that's it, because if they're just opening for appointments now, what about next week if things get worse? They're not going to open at all. And I think a lot of your listeners who might have safe deposit boxes, you might, if there's things in there that you might need, like you can't have them locked down for a while, you might want to go there and take them out, because this happened to me in Tennessee. I don't know what's going on in the rest of the country, but, you know.
It happened in Indiana. Our local bank went over there this morning, and the lobby was closed up, and there was a sign on the door saying, effective immediately, you know, we're closing the lobbies in all of our banks. And we didn't get a heads up ahead of time. Now, fortunately, we don't have a safety deposit box, but it's still going to be inconveniencing us in terms of making deposits. And, yes, we can pull money out from the ATM. We can still write checks and everything. But, the same thing happened here in Indiana.
Yeah, well, anyway, but the people that have safe deposit boxes, they're not safe as far as being able to access your things. So, and if the economic collapse continues, when they do go there to open your box, you'll probably have to have a bank examiner there when you open it. So, it's just a fair warning to everybody. This whole thing with the toilet paper, I find interesting in that people aren't. They all think America's focused on, you know, their ass and toilet paper. But I look at it completely. I look at it like toilet paper is a great form of currency. I mean, it lasts forever. You're going to need it anyway. So if you have too much, you just don't have to buy it for 10 years. And I think that people are losing focus on why a lot of people are buying it. I mean, one day you might trade a roll of toilet paper or two for chicken or something like that if we get to a harder economy.
Donate $1,000 to whatreallyhappened.com. Get a free roll of toilet paper. We're going to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. Back in a minute.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our two-hour program today here. And we're going to go back to the phones through Fred in Iowa. We're going to break our one caller per call per day rule because Fred has got something he needs to add. So go ahead, Fred.
Well, you're giving me the privilege of Tom in New Jersey. Hallelujah, brother. Thank God Tim in Chicago, the firefighter, was the first caller that had a little sense how this is blown out of proportion. And every caller has a jingoistic attitude that devil may care, and they're parroting what the mass media says. But when this goes to a hard depression, them same callers will be eating their neighbors. And I tell you, Mike, you know, you're parroting what the hell mass media does. You do a fine job of it. Hell, I don't have to watch the idiot box television anymore. I listen to your show, and I know what the mass media is saying. And scare, scare, scare. This is an overblown flu epidemic. And that's what it is. And it may be a little worse, but that's what it is. But scaring the hell out of people like the mass media. You said in your, earlier in the program, well, some of it you believe and some of it you don't believe. And you said the truth is somewhere in between. Well, try the in-between. Try that a little bit.
We're still trying to find where that is. I mean, it's like the very first article we talked about on today's show. Everybody's working from unreliable information. And
okay.
Apparently this virus is...
So it's senseless to parrot what the goddamn information comes in. You got to make decisions for yourself. You got to think. I didn't wise up until I discovered about 20 years ago that I was a dumbass. And when I discovered that, I started to gain maybe a modicum of wisdom. But for criminy's sake, you got to take personal, independent responsibility and watch and what the hell you say, because you can lead people astray. Okay, have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right, well, have a good day. And, of course, the possibility that I could make a mistake and lead people astray weighs heavily on me whenever I do this show. I don't think I simply parrot the corporate media. I start with the corporate media because right now that's 90% of the information that's coming on in. But I do try and comment on it, and I do try and analyze it to say, you know, is this real? Is it not real? Is it propaganda? Whose agenda is best served by this? Who benefits from it? And so I think I'm perhaps a little bit more independent than you give me credit for. All right, so we're coming up here to the end of the show. And as I mentioned before, one of the lessons we're learning from this COVID-19 virus, which, by the way, it's not a flu, it's a viral pneumonia, is the foolhardiness of having outsourced so much of our medical infrastructure manufacturing to China. And now there are shortages in the supply chain. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Remember, free roll of toilet paper with every $1,000 donation to whatreallyhappened.com. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.